I want to first go back to one inyan which I didn't get to on Daf Kuflam and Zayinim and Aleph, a Machlokes Rishonim, and also another Shaila in the Paiskim afterwards, which is not even clear now, Halacha L'maisa. The Mishnah had said that Kat Nima L'Shmeina L'Tisha L'Asar L'Achras L'Shnei Masa L'Pachas L'Yosef. The Mishnah fears ice. There's, if the baby was born by Neshmashis, so then he's Nimul Letisha. And if he's born by Neshmashis, I have Shabbos. Then La'asara, because he can't Malam on Friday, because it might not be the eighth day. And he can't Malam on Shabbos, because it might be the ninth day. And Mila Shleib is Manas Dech Shabbos. You have to push it off for the tenth day. And if it's Yom Tov after Shabbos, you push it off to the 11th day. And if it's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah after Shabbos, then you push it off to the 12th day. Ad Kan the Mishnah. So here there's a machlokes Yushenim, is Mila Shaloib is mana decha yontif sheni. The Rambam in Perik Aleph Halacha Tezvav in Ilchas Mila, he says that let's say you have Shabbos and then you have Sunday and Monday after Shabbos, it was Noilad Bein Hashmashis of Shabbos, you do the Mila on Monday on yontif sheni. And who would then any time you punk didn't do the Mila b'zmana for health reason or for any other reason, and now it's Yantiv Sheni, Mila Shloi Bizman is Deicha Yantiv Sheni. That's a Shita Saramba. And the Raya is, because why did the Mishnah say Shnei Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah? Why did it say any Yantiv Sheni? The Rambam Pirish Mishnah is very Meramis to it. He says, Shnei Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah, that's like Kedusha Achas. That's like Kedusha Achas. There's a Sugi and Bey about it. A lot of times we're much more Machmer on the second day of Rosh Hashanah than any time any other Yantiv Sheni. Because Shnei Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah is like Kedusha Achas. It's like one long day, Yom Aricha. So Melan has the Chaymer of the first day. But Yantiv Sheni Shel Golias, they were Matir Mila Yantiv Sheni Shel Golias, they weren't Geizer, the din of Yantiv Sheni B'makam Mitzvah Mila, even Mila Shalai B'zmana. That's the Shita Saramba. But the Beis Yosef brings the Tshuvas HaRosh, and really that's what says in Mishnayim here, which the Paiskim didn't have, like the Ritva and the Meiri, that there's no raif in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah could have been talking about an Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, Bizman they were Mekadesh HaPiriyah, they didn't have a Yantiv Sheni. Pashas, the Mishnah is in Eretz Yisrael, so Bizman they were Mekadesh HaPiriyah, they didn't have a Yantiv Sheni. Even today they don't have a Yantiv Sheni, right? And they have a Shnei Yom Tov and Rosh Hashanah. And the Chiluk is, it's Mavur in the Sugi and Beya, because Yantiv Sheni comes from the time when they were Mekadesh HaPiriyah, and the Shluchim couldn't make it to a certain place, so they had to keep 2 days of Yantiv, because they didn't know when they were Mekadesh the Chaydesh. So it could have been the early day, it could have been the later day, so we keep 2 days. Hashenken in Eretz Yisrael, the Shluchim went out, and they're able to know when the Rosh Chaydesh was. So it wasn't a problem. But in Rosh Hashanah, if the Edom came the first day of Rosh Hashanah, there's no way anyone out of Yerushalayim could know about it. Because when the Edom come, you can't tell anyone. It's Yom Tov. So they would have to keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, even in Eretz Yisrael, because they wouldn't be aware if the Edom came the first day or the second day. So that's why the Mishnayis, it makes sense. They wouldn't mention anything about Yom Tov Sheni, because the Mishnayis in Eretz Yisrael didn't keep Yom Tov Sheni. But Rosh Hashanah, they kept 2 days, because it was Taka Safik by them, if it's the first day or the second day. So that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rosh, Keneged, the Rambam. But the Shach brings Kamar Shein in the Paschim, like the Rambam, the Smag, and the Rav Bartanur, and others, that the Shach paskens like the Rambam, that Mila Shleib Bezman is the Chiyant of Sheni. But the Pesach Tshuva brings the Achreinim, the Sam Seif V'Klor, Neman to be machma like the Shulchan Aruch. So that's a shayla. We know midiraisa Mila Shleib Bezman is not the Chiyant, if we had that earlier. And the Shal's Yantiv Sheni is only Derabana. Maybe there were Machma B'maka Mila, even Mila Shalai B'zmana. But Rabbi Kivega mentions another issue. Because the Shulchan Aruch is Mavur, that even if a baby was born Bein Hashmashis of Yantiv Sheni, you're also not Deicha Yantiv Sheni. You push it off. Yantiv Sheni has the same Chayim as Yantiv Rishon L'chol Davar. But there, Rabbi Kivega asked, we find sometimes we treat Yantiv Sheni as a Suffolk. Because even though we're machmei Yantiv Sheni, even though we're bekiyim b'kviyah d'yarcha, we know that Yantiv Rishon is the really Yantiv. Yantiv Sheni is just midarabanan, because since they used to keep it that way, yizar b'minig avasechem miyadechem, but originally they kept it as a suffix. So we keep Yantiv Sheni as a suffix. So if a baby was born bein shmashis of yantiv sheni, it should be a svek sveka. First of all, maybe it's taka yom shmini, and the mele, even if it is yantiv, you could be mal. And second of all, intim sleimer, it's not yom shmini, it's yom chi, but maybe today's not yantiv. So mele, I'll stand alone, you could mal even if it's a mila shalei bezmano. And who would another sveka? Slechayu, the same thing by, let's say you have a Yotze Daifin that was born the Yotze Daifin a week before Yantiv Sheni. Yantiv Sheni is the eighth day for Yotze Daifin. Yotze Daifin, l'chayr, the Ikka P'sak is, and it's a Suffolk. And according to the Tzaddik, there's a Machlaikis in the Gemara, and we don't have a Klar Achra. That's why we say Nima L'Shmini, Veina Daicha Shabbos. So Oy B'Zai, so Yantiv Sheni, have a sex veka. Maybe a Yotze Daifin is Daicha Shabbos, and then Koshka Yantiv Sheni. And in terms of it's not, maybe it's not yomtiv today. So any time you have a suffix, Sakhtar B'Kveg, it should be that even according to the Rosh, you should be able to. The Rosh was talking about, let's say, there was 2 days of yomtiv after Shabbos. So you can't mal on Friday because it might be Shuhi. You can't mal on Shabbos because it might be yomtiv, it might be Chi, and Milosh Leibizman is not Derech Shabbos. And now you can't mal on yomtiv, and who would in yomtiv Sheni? Because by now it's already Avane Milosh Leibizman. A mila shlei bismana is not derech yantiv sheni, even though it's a suffix. But if it's a suffix bismana, like it was the benishmashes of yantiv sheni, time to be kveg, it should be svek svek. And Rebbe also talks about it. Bischichuvi brings it down there in Simon Reish Samach Vav. He also says that shimat al svek sveka. Some sefer that the Bischichuvi brings down wants shimat al a different reason, stam, even not al svek sveka. But the pshat is that yantiv sheni is not as chomer, it's midar abanan. The Rabbanim will only gaze the Yantiv Sheni when it's a Vadei Milu Shloi Bezmana. But if it's a Suffolk, maybe it's Taka Milu Bezmana, so a Suffolk of a Mitzvah De Reisa could be Deicha, a Suffolk of Yantiv, a Suffolk that's only a Suffolk Midar Rabbanim. So here there's no Klara Achra, the Shulchan Aruch is Mavur not the way. The Shulchan Aruch is Mavur that he held, the Lashon Shulchan Aruch is Mavur Klar, that even if the baby was born by Neshmashis of Yantiv Sheni, you're not Malin Yantiv Sheni. And Rabbi Kvega and Nadiv Yehuda and the Sam Sefer are all mitzadit to be mekel. And this shayla, I don't think there's a klar achra. Dachsetim and hagim shenim. And somehow that since Yantiv Sheni is there abanan. And first of all, the Rambam Shita is and the Shach Paskins this way that you could even do any milah shleibes mani Yantiv Sheni. And even like the Psak of the Rosh and the Rishenim that hold. That you can, but you have a chreinim that say that by a suffix, mila b'yantiv sheni, all the rishenim agree. So it sounds like kedai for the mitzvah mila to be seimach on these achreinim by yantiv sheni derabbanan. I think alach l'maisa it's not clear. Now the Mishnah goes in, the next Mishnah goes in details, what did it sits in a makman is a mila, the basa chayfiz reiv ha'atarim, and it says reiv gayvish ha'atarim. Hard to go into that, be'ian. And also, the Mishnah discusses a memoya balbasa, mesaknem in meimaris ayin. And Rashi says that after the Mila, after he took away the entire Arla, then it was chayzev v'chayfes again. So then there's a dinti mesaken al tzmaris ayin. And Rashi says mesaken be'izmal. And there's also a long shmuz in the Paiskim that some say that you're not mesaken be'izmal. If you're just being mesaken al tzmaris ayin, so then you're mesaken be'smart that you try to pull down the Arla with a cloth rather than cutting the arlo. I don't be ma'arich on the sugya. I just want to say one shtickle, which we already said before, but we'll say it in Kaimai. A shtickle from the Pri Yitzchak. It's in Chelek Beis and Melamed. It's a shtickle he wrote to the Beis Halevi. And it's menigei the discussion that we discussed a few times already. Is the mitzvah to do a ma'isa mila? Or is the mitzvah that you should be nimo, and it's a mitzvah that you have every second that you're nimo? So there was a discussion here at Mavur that if the Arla covers over after the Bris Mila, the Arla covers over the Mila, he's Meserbal Vibasar. So the Etzim, there's no Chiyiv Mitzad Mila to do the Mila. You just have to fix it out Tzmaris Ayin. As always, Mavur in the Sugya. So the Beis Levi already was Ayman on it. If the mitzvah is to do a Maisa Mila, you did a Maisa Mila already. But if the mitzvah is to be a Nimal, why isn't it a problem? Because now he's not a Nimal anymore. So the Beis Halevi says, it's not a problem. Because Nimo means you don't have an Arla. And once you cut off the Arla, What comes back afterwards, it doesn't have a din arla. If it doesn't have a din arla, so you are an emo. That's Pasha Taich in the Mishnah. But the Priyitzluk says it's not so Pasha. The Vitzel Vetterberg, he says a Geschmacker sticker like this. He says the Taz, in Simon Reish Samach Dalav, Klaj Zechakira. What's the din if a baby is Nailid Mahol? So you do a Tafiz Dambris. So Machlaik is Yishenim, like we said, if you do a Tafiz Dambris, but the Ikib Sak is you did a Tafiz Dambris. And afterwards, after you did that Tafiz Dambris, then an Arla starts growing, it starts becoming Mesurbu Basar, the skin starts going and covering the Atara. So the Taz says the Shaila is like this. Do you say that the Yisayna Dover is that once he already had a Bris Mila, he already had a Chaloy Shem Mila, so then he doesn't have to do any more Bris Milas. Mashenkin, this guy was Noilid Mol, never had a Bris Mila. And now he's getting an Arla. So he never had a Bris Mila. So now you have to do a Mila on the Arla that he has. Or do you say no? An Arla is only something that the child is born with. Whatever comes afterwards, that doesn't have a din Arla. Now, he has to be Masakin in either way, but the Nafkamina is, Halacha L'maisu Ineman, that if it's a real Arla, it has to be cut off. If you're Masakin, you don't have to Masakin Ayde cutting it off, like we said. So this was the Shaila, a Noilud Mol, that afterwards it became a Subul B'Basar, and now the Atara is covered with the skin. Is that the Pshat that since you never had a bris mila, you have to cut over the knife, and it'll be an arul, and it'll be also betruma, whatever it is? Well, no, the pshat is an arul is only what comes b'teilada. So the Priyitzuk says, the shaila is on the ikad din, that a mashach or lasa is not called an arul. So Gemara really in Yavam, it's Tafayim Beis. The ikad din, that the arul that came afterwards is not called an arul, is that the pshat? Arla means what was there when he was born. Anything afterwards is not called Arla. Or is that the pshat that once you have a mitzvahs mila, kiyum of the mitzvahs mila, then you don't have to do anything more. But the etzim mitzad d'shem Arla really would be the same. The reason why it's not an Arla is because you had a kiyum and a mitzvahs mila. So this the Priyitzchak holds is taka should be tolui on whether the mitzvahs mila is the maisa mila. And then the pshat is, I did a maisa mila. Now that it comes another Arla, it doesn't matter that Be'etzim is Arla, but I already did a Maisa Mila, so I have no Chiv anyway to do a Maisa Mila anymore, and the Mela, that's why it's not Arla, but if I never did I never did the Maisa Mila, it was Noilud Mol, L'char, who would then if the Mila was done Shaloi Bizmana, and now an Arla comes, so I have to do the Maisa Mila now, or is it Pshat, the mitzvah is to be an Imo, the mitzvah is to be an Imo, so what's the difference if the Arla came later, the Maisa have a mitzvah to be an Imo? What do you mean you already did the mitzvah? The mitzvah is every second. The mitzvah is to be a Nemo. You can't tell me I already did the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be a Nemo. So behechich, you have to say that definition of Nemo is that there's no Arla there, and Arla means definition of Arla is there b'teilada, but nothing to do with the fact that you already did the Maisa Mitzvah of Nemo. There's no such thing. The Maisa Mitzvah is to be a Nemo. So then, even by Noilud Mol, you'd say that a Mashach would not be called an Arul. So he wants to make this a Machlokes, the Mechilta, and the Bavli in Yavamis. The Mechilta says, Shem Rabbi Lezer, that Umalta Eisa is Yechabai, Lahavi es Shem Niskayamta Mitzis Mila Afilu Shah Achas, Afilu Chazer Abasa Vachayfa Atari in Machfa Melechel Pesach Vulei Bechuma. The Mechilta makes a drush. It says, "Umalta Isa, if you makai in the mitzvah mila, so now the Arla is not going to prevent him." So the Mechilta is saying clearly, "Soli makia mitzvah mila." He says that chayinim amadayik the way. So that's how they want to be peshit the tazis suffik. Now by an oilud mol where you weren't makai in the mitzvah mila, so then the mashach, the fact that the Arla now is covering it, that would be a din. That would be mila mikir edit. But zakta bitzel. But the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Ayin Beis says, Rav Huna said, "V'atari Mashach Aichel b'Truma," that a Mashach Arul is not called an Arul; he could eat Truma. And the Gemara says, "Kasha, Himel Yimos is L'Rabbi says a Mashach." And the Gemara says, "It's Min Rabban and the Pasuk's in Asmachta Ba'alma." So you see from the Gemara, Fakir, the Mechilta is a Pshat that in Svara I would say he is an Arul. There's a pasuk umalta oisei. Once it's in the sky in the mitzvah smila, that's it. Umalta oisei. I did the mitzvah smila. It doesn't bother me that now there's an arla. But the svara is, as long as there's an arla there, even though I did the mitzvah mila, but it came again, I would have to do another mila. In the Bavli smakert, the svara is that mashach is not an arl. The pasuk himel yimo will tell you it's an arl, but now he's saying the pasuk's an asmachta. So the mela left off is not an arl. So the gemara there is mavur. It's not a pasuk that tells you that he's not an arl fakert. The gemara that said that there's a pasuk telling you is an arl. And that the Gemara says, Asmachta Ba'alma. Sounds like the Svara Chitzayna is that he's not an Aral. Why not? Elamai, the Gemara in Yevamis' Svara Chitzayna was that Arla means it came B'Telada. Anything that's not B'Telada in Svara is not Arla. Himal Yimal is Marim B'Net. But now we're saying it's an Asmachta, so we don't have a Ribli for that. So the Mechilta is being tailored in the Kiyam Mitzvah Mila. That means the Mechilta holds it is an Arla. But it's the key in mitzvahs mila, you learn it from a pasuk that tells you don't have to mal. So by neilad mal, there's no key in mitzvahs mila, so you will have to mal. By saying the pasuk, the gemara in Yevamis is saying that in the svar it's not an arla. You need himel yimel to be mind bit. So if misvar it's not an arla, so who would do my neilad mal? Misvar it wouldn't be an arla. So there, the shtickle was supposed to be that the Rambam held that the mitzvah is to do the ma'isa mila. The Rambam says in Hilchas Mila about a Baal Basa V'dav Ezei Medivei Seifim Avin Atayr Afli Shenir Akarl Hoyulu Mol Ein Etzarech Lom L'Pam Shniyah. That Lashon Hoyulu Mol Ein Etzarech Lom L'Pam Shniyah, he doesn't say Hoyul that the Arla wasn't there but Telad. Hoyulu Mol, that there was a key in Mitzvah Mila. So the Rambam Taka holds that the Mitzvah Mila is the Maisa Mila. If the Mitzvah Mila is the Maisa Mila, so that's the yisayid why Mashach doesn't need another mila, because you already did a ma'isa mila. That's like the mechilta. Mashayin, if you hold the mitzvahs to be a nimo, you have to say the Bavli argues in the mechilta, and the yisayid in Shaladavar is, you need a ribli for Mashach, because min asvar, it's not an erla. And the ma'isa, there's no ribli, it's only an asmachta, so that would apply to Neil Mol as well. That's the shtigl from the Pri Yitzchak. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, Hamol Eimer Asher Kitchanim Mitzayisav Itzvana Lamila Avia Ben Eimer Asher Kitchanim Mitzayisav Itzvana Achnisa Bebisa Shel Avraham Avinu. So the two brachas on the Mila, the Mol makes the bracha Lamila, Avia Ben makes the bracha Achnisa Bebisa Shel Avraham Avinu. So Kenira, there's a Machlekes Yushenim. If this bracha Achnisa Bebisa Shel Avraham Avinu, is it a Berchas Mitzvahs? So the Berchas Mitzvahs on the Mila, or is it just a Berchas Shmach Veida? Taisus brings down the Machlekes. Rabbi Nishmuel said that Via Ben has to make the bracha before the Mila. And one of the time he gives is, because Kol HaMitzvahs Mavarech Lehem Oivel HaSiyasa. But Vaishis, the Minig wasn't that way. The Rabbi Nishmuel, Rabbi Shbam, changed the Minig to make it before the Mila. And Rabbi Natan made the Minig back to where it was before to make the bracha after the Mila. And Rabbi Natan says, I would have added the Oivel HaSiyasa. So when Taisus, it just says, that's only when the Mavarech himself makes the mitzvah, when makes the bracha. Then he has to do it Eivla Siyasa, not when someone else makes the bracha. But the Rosh says a little more, and this is also what it says in Teizim Sachim, that the Pshat is B'chol and a bracha on the mitzvah. It's just a bracha shvach on the Mila, and the reason why they're Masach and a bracha shvach on the Mila is to show that we're doing the Mila L'Shem Shemayim, but not for any other reason. But that's why they made the bracha. But the Rebbeinu Shmuel held, there's a Berchas HaMitzvahs, and that's why he says, you know, Eivlus Yosin. Rebbeinu Tam said, no, it's a Berchas HaShvach, and Mimela, you don't need Eivlus Yosin. The Rosh, the Ma'is, is Machmiya, to make the bracha between the Mila and the Priya, and Mol V'lei Parakil V'lei Mol. So that's why you get both. Rebbeinu Tam wanted Bedafka should be after the Mila, that was the Minig, and he's Medayik that way in the Gemara, and the Rishbam held Bedafka before, it's Eivlus Yosin. So if you do it after the Chituch and before the Priya, so Kum Dais, you're being Mekayim, doing it after the Mila. But also, you're doing it before the Priya, so you'll have the right Eivel HaSiyasa. That's the Rosh's Pshar. But Kaponim, it seems like a Machlekes, Rishbam and Rebbeinu Tam, if the Mitzvah is a Berchsa Mitzvah or a Berchsa Shvach. And so it's in the Gei, another Shaila, because Kamer Rishenim hold, the Rambam, and a big Rishim of Rishenim, what if there is no Avia Ben? What if that Avia Ben died before the baby was born and before the Bris? But what if he isn't here? So the Rambam, when he brings the din that Avia Ben makes the bracha of Lachnis Mishraam Vinu, he says, Mitzvah la'av lomulis b'noi Yisrael mitzvah shemitzuvim kol Yisrael shemulu es kol arashe b'neim. The av is a bigger mitzvah to do the meal than anyone else has. L'vichachem ein shemaviv ein mevarchin acherim bracha zu. If the father's not there, then he does not, no one makes his bracha. And Kamer Rishayim hold like the Rambam, like the Beis Yosef brings. But Lamaisa, the Rambam brings the minig that someone does make the bracha, the Sandig makes the bracha, the Gaius Maimoni brings that. And the Chayr, it's totally a little bit. If the Pshan is the Berch Samitzvahs, so since the Gemara says the Berch Samitzvahs is on the Avia Ben, the Avia Ben is more Shaykh than the Mitzvah than anyone else. So well, the Avia Ben makes the bracha. Now, Shagin, if it's a Berch Shvach, so then the Pshan is, it's Tamad Bracha that Chazal wanted to make after the Milah, to thank Hashem for the Milah, and like Rabbeinu Tam says, to show that we're doing the Milah L'Shem Shemayim. So in the Chanami, they told the Avia Ben to make the bracha. But if he's not there, so someone else should make the bracha. Like the Rambam means, the Eshmi Shahira, and that's how the Ramo paskins. There's a Shaila, a lot of people ask, if it's a Berch Shemitzvah, why they make two brachas on one mitzvah? What's the Pshat in that? Usually, when someone does a mitzvah, if let's say a shliach does a mitzvah, so the shliach makes a bracha. So why here does the Avia Ben also have to make a bracha? You see, the shliach taka does make a bracha. The male makes a bracha ala mila, because he's doing the meister mitzvah. Why is the Avia Ben making a bracha? Now, it's really a third pshat in the bracha. The Levush says that Yesh Mufarshin that the bracha is bechlaman on the mila. The bracha is lachnis le'bishav avinu, that now that we did the mila, he has to do all the mitzvahs. He has to pidyon a ben, if he's a bechor. He has to teach him Torah. He has to marry him with Isha. And he says, then early Iker. That's what I think the pshat is. Because that's good for the pshat, that right after this bracha, everyone says, k'shem shech nisu lebris, ken kanas atayr lechul lemasim tevim. Because that's good for what he's saying. I now have a chi of a mitzvah, lachnisu isha avinu, to do all these mitzvahs with him. So the ilam is being mevarachim, that he should hakev izaycha to do it. And Bikinegan, the tshuva, famous tshuva, Simon Membeis, he was discussing by, there was a Yasim Taka, yes, a very tragic case, but the grandfather was the male. The grandfather, the father who dies, father was the male, and the Rav wanted he should also make the bracha of Achnisa Visa Shel Avraham Avinu. He's the grandfather. And others told him, no, the minig is when there's no father, the sandik makes the bracha. That's what it says. So why is he changing the minig, the grandfather making the bracha? So he wrote to Rabbi Kveika, could he do that? Rabbi Kveika said, in the tshuva, he said, Amari de Gazach. He said that he wants to say the ikka bracha is for Talmud Torah. The ikka bracha is that you're not going to teach him Torah. Because the, he brings from the Arla Sephraim, and the pshat is that someone who doesn't have a bris milah, the Arla of the guf also makes an Arla in the lathe. So he won't be able to understand Torah. Now that he has a bris milah, he'll be able to understand Torah. So Mela, this is a heksha for lima Torah. So he's making a bracha on the Eivish's mitzvah. Now that he has a bris, I can teach him Torah. So he says, Eina chanami, there's no din that the Avi Aviv has to do a milah more than anyone else. So mitzvah, the mitzvah's milah, the Avi Aviv is not more shaykh than anyone else. So Mela, maybe you'd say the sandik should make the bracha. But mitzvah teaching him Torah, the Avi Aviv is just as mechuyev as the Av. There's a chiv, that's what it says in the Maran Kedushin. There's a chiv to teach Ben Vinay Torah. So mitzad the chiv to teach him Torah, that's why he has to make a bracha, lachnis lebrisah Avraham Avinu. So kundesh, you have a third pshat. You have a pshat that's a berchsa mitzvah. We have to understand why would they make another berchsa mitzvah. We have a pshat that's a berchsa shvach on the milah, and they're masakin to make sure we know that the milah is done the shem mitzvah. And we have a pshat that's a bracha that the Av has, and now he has more mitzvahs to do. But Rabbi Kveig is married to Gazach is for Talmud Torah, because now his label be Pesuach Talmud Torah. But I want to explain, maybe a possible pshat, what's a pshat of Birch Samitzvah's Befrat? What does the Rambam mean that the Av has a bigger mitzvah than everyone else, and that's why he makes his bracha? So I'll be what we've said a lot of times. There's two dinim in the milah. There's the Maisa milah, that's a mitzvah. And there's also a din Lias Nimo. So I want to suggest maybe, that maybe the Chiyav on the Av is not the Maisa milah. The Chiyav on the Av is Lias Nimo. And I have a good makar to this. Because the Gemara in Kedushin, Yishayinim in Kedushin asks the Kashin. Gemara in Kedushin say the Av is Mechuyav Lom L'Spinay, Kedushin Chavtes. And the Gemara asks the Kashin, how do you know the aim is not Mechuyav? Gemara says, Kashin Tziva Yisai, Lekim Na Kashin Tziva Yisai. So the Yishayinim ask, why don't you say it's a Mitzvah Seish Yisman Grama, because Mila Kolim Dam B'yayim. So that's why you know the mother is not Mechuyav and Mila, it's a Mitzvah Seish Yisman Grama. So Yishayinim say, because the mitzvah sheishes man grama is only when they're doing the mitzvah for themselves. When they're doing the mitzvah for someone else, there's no mitzvah sheishes man grama. But the Taisus read Retzais a little bit more. And the Hamakna learns there that that's what the Rishayim, other Rishayim mean also. That, because otherwise, what's Taken Pshat? What's the Chilik if it's a mitzvah you're doing for yourself, a mitzvah you're doing for someone else? Imagine the mitzvah is not Groma. And Pshat is not Zman Groma. Because what's the Chiv of the Av? The Chiv of the Av is to arrange the Mila, to get the Mayil, to make sure it happens. That's done by day, it's done by night, it can be done any time you want. There's no Zman for that. The Mila has to be done by day, but the Chiv of the Av is not the Mila. The Chiv of the Av is to make sure that there is a Mila. That can be done any time. As I say in the Tezrit Kedushin Chavtes, and that's how the Sefer HaMachmim learns the other Rishayim. So this can answer the kasha that the Olam asks, why is there two mitzvahs, two brachas on one mitzvah, and always by birchas and mitzvahs the shliach makes the bracha, why is the Av making the bracha? The Tzaddik says, normally the pshat is, you're mechuyev to do the mitzvah, period, to actually do the ma'aseh mitzvah. If someone else does the ma'aseh mitzvah, so he does the ma'aseh mitzvah. You're yaitzi yechiv. But you didn't do any mitzvah, he did the mitzvah, you just yaitzi yechiv, with him shliach shalom kamaisei. The brach is not on the kiyum mitzvah, which is avad de mishalech. The brach is on the ma'aseh mitzvah. The ma'aseh mitzvah is done by the shliach. But the av has a different mitzvah. The av is a mitzvah to make sure he's nimo. And it's been doing kativ in the lashon of the bracha. The mo'el makes the bracha ala mila, to do the ma'aseh mila. That's the mitzvah. The av makes the bracha lachnisa risa shel avram avinu. Not to do the ma'aseh mila, but to make sure the mila is done. To make sure he's a nimo. That's the chnisa risa shel Avraham Avinu. That's why the Rambam says no one else has this mitzvah. Everyone else has a mitzvah to do the ma'aseh mila. That's the mitzvah everyone has. When you say with the Av, he doesn't only have a mitzvah to do the mila. Everyone has a mitzvah to do the mila. The Av's mitzvah is to make sure he's a nimo. No one else has a bezunder chiv to make sure he's a nimo except for the Av. If there is no Av, there is no one that's mechuyev lachnisa risa shel Avraham Avinu. So now that would explain why there's two brachas. One bracha is on the ma'aseh mila. One bracha is in the chiv of Av that he should be a nimo, and that's why the Rishpam holds it has to be a vas yasan. That's why the Rambam holds without the Av, no one else makes the bracha.